here's the first of the audience's questions. We'll start with Francis. Now that the vision of the county comprehensive plan has been confirmed, what negative impact might there be to Brandonville's master plan?
What negative impact? I can't imagine, but maybe there is a negative impact. I haven't seen the comprehensive plan from the county yet, so I'm not exactly sure what all they're going to do. The only negative thing that might be, and I don't know if that's negative, would be if they extended the POWI extension. And that might affect us, so that would come in on that side of Brandonville. I don't know what they're planning to do because I haven't seen the final draft from the comprehensive plan. I know that, I'm sure that from what I do understand from the comprehensive plan, that perhaps maybe Market Square is considered to be part of the revitalization process that might be occurring. I know that the county is looking at it from a county standpoint, so they're looking at the whole county and not just Brandonville. So they, I'm sure, just like our board here, will have to look at the funds and see where they're going to spend their money. And it is a long-range plan, but I feel sure that we had five people, I think, represented on the comprehensive plan, and they were there to represent Brandonville and to, I'm sure, have input as to what we would like to have done as a community here. And I respect what they did. I have not seen any results from it, but I'm not going to go on about it.
Jason?
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with Francis. I don't know that anything that has been discussed in this comprehensive plan was reflected negative for Brandonville. It hasn't been vetted by the public yet, and it hasn't been approved by the board. I think it's a little premature to talk about it. And as Francis said, we are well represented on the steering committee, including my friend Mr. McGinnis back there. So again, I don't know if there's anything to add.
Me? I agree with them. I don't know enough to not have any sort of state of being right now.
Joyce?
I don't believe it will negatively impact at all. The couple of meetings that I went to, one of the things that was stressed was rather than just spread development out west, like originally was the intention, that people wanted more communities with shopping facilities, schools, impact within the community, that it's become more little city-like groups rather than just spreading out. And if that's true, then I think Brandonville takes a leadership role in that, and rather than being negative impacted, I think will be used as what it should be.
Yeah.
I'd like to, as Jason said, acknowledge the work that Keith McGinnis is doing on that. He is reporting back to the board regularly on the workings of that. And I do agree with Joyce. In fact, I think that the comprehensive plan will actually complement our master plan extremely well. It's calling for a more dense county, calling for a county with better design. Brandonville, how many of you have been to Brandonville, let's say, 20 years or longer? Most of you. And most of you remember when Hell Street was a lot smaller, when there wasn't all this stuff that's out there. Well, what's happened, and of course, I remember when Brandonville was first under construction, people were going, well, what are they building out there? You know, it's so far out. Well, guess what? The world moved you up. And Brandonville is probably the example of what the comprehensive plan is going to envision for the rest of the county. That we live in a sense in our own small town, and we have access now to all these services and amenities, and you don't have to drive 15 miles into Richmond anymore. It's all here. So I think it will be a very much of a compliment to our master.